Russia has ordered that the expulsion of a U.S. diplomat over alleged espionage activity in Moscow, calling it a provocative act. Russia's Federal Security Service arrested the American CIA agent on Tuesday. The man was said to be working undercover as a U.S. embassy employee while recruiting a spy in Moscow. Amid the Syrian military's gains against Western-backed insurgents in Syria, the Arab League chief Nabil al-Arabi says the bloc has not given Syria a seat to the opposition. This as the organization had invited the so-called Syrian National Coalition to Qatar last March to occupy Syria's vacant seat and address the summit. The International Criminal Court launches a preliminary examination of Israel's 2010 deadly raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla, which left 9 Turkish activists dead. The move follows a request by the Comoros. One of the vessels carrying the humanitarian aid to Palestinians was registered in the Indian Ocean Islands. Israeli forces have attacked Palestinian protesters in the occupied West Bank, firing tear gas and rubber bullets. The demonstrators were marking Nakba Day, or the Day of Catastrophe, when they came under attack. The day is when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were displaced after the creation of Israel in 1948. The first group of PKK militants has arrived in northern Iraq as part of a ceasefire deal with Ankara. The withdrawal will take 3 to 4 months to complete. Baghdad has opposed the move, calling it a flagrant violation of its sovereignty and independence. Over 50 Rohingya Muslims are feared dead after their boat capsized in western Myanmar late on Monday. The boat overturned with nearly 100 passengers on board while trying to flee a looming cyclone. Rescuers managed to save 42 people. They have also recovered 8 bodies so far. In Japan, Osaka mayor has caused outrage in China and neighboring South Korea over comments in support of wartime sex slavery. Toru Hashimoto said the forced prostitution of women during the Second World War was necessary to maintain discipline among the Japanese armed forces. And a number of Egyptians staged a protest outside the embassy of the United Arab Emirates in Cairo. The demonstrators denounced the UAE's interference in the internal affairs of Egypt. Representatives of several political parties, as well as youth activists, also took part in the gathering.